You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Hey, Sarah.
Morena.
Oh, so nice to have you in here. This is The Effect, which is created by Lucy Prebble, who people know as a writer on Succession, like the biggest TV show to sort of hit screens.
Stratospheric.
Yeah, absolutely. Since probably like... Oh, I don't know. It's definitely the biggest thing in like the last 10 years.
Since The Sopranos, maybe?
Yeah, maybe since The Sopranos. And really known for its ability to kind of get at the heart of weird human interactions, which feels like something that is a hallmark of The Effect. Do you want to tell us to start off with, what's this show about? What's the premise of it?
So Lucy Prebble called it a play for four people in love and sorrow. And it follows... two volunteers into a pharmaceutical drug trial, and there's two psychiatrists that are overseeing the experiment, and so we're led in by them. What blew me away was just when we did a bit of research, is just actually how many drug trials are happening in this country.
It's crazy.
Could not get over that. So we're looking at the pharmaceutical world of dealing with an antidepressant, which is very relevant right now in today's world, and the idea of whether or not the themes around with getting these pharmaceutical hits of dopamine, etc., this volunteer couple fall in love. And the idea of, is it a generated artificial drug that's created it, or is it actually an organic magical spark that's happened between them?
Yeah.
So that's where they're concerned about, well, is it real? Is it not real? Are we from the head or are we from the heart? What makes up our chemicals and what makes us tick in terms of human connection and the big juggernaut of love?
Oh, just a few juicy topics to dip your toes into there. So who are you performing in this play? What's your role?
So I play Dr. Lorna James. She's been hired by Dr. Toby Seeley, who's the big superstar of the pharmaceutical company, to oversee them. So she's doing the clinical data, interviewing them, following them along, and she's very critical of pharmaceuticals herself.
Okay.
She would be one of those clinical psychologists that wouldn't prescribe.
Yeah.
As opposed to, yes, let me give you a pill and we'll sort you out. So what's great about that is the light and shadow of, you know, that's not dictating yes or no to drugs. It's making the audience go and question. I mean, gosh, I think it's in Australia anyway. I'm not quite sure of the percentage in New Zealand, but 1 in 7 people are medicated now. So it's incredibly relevant, and I want, you know, in terms of the listeners, just how many are or aren't, and their personal views around that monitoring of I guess your well-being.
Yeah, and it feels like, I mean, knowing the type of writing that Lucy does, you can already anticipate that maybe that's not even the big question that the show's asking. The show might be asking something else.
Yeah, she
pointed at about these fundamental feelings.
She says it was her most personal play. She wrote it in 2012, and it's been revised and updated, I suppose. So in the time that has passed, she said that she originally really resonated with the young volunteers, and now she really resonates with the two doctors who actually have a ex-loving past. They were ex-partners. So... it's just the idea that she can revise and revisit such a phenomenal piece of writing. And it's very, as you can imagine, very witty, very funny, very dark.
Yes.
Yeah, lots sharp. Of light and shadow in there. Yeah. Very sharp.
I feel like there's so many things I want to ask you about this, but one I'm always fascinated by is, how did you approach getting into the story, getting into the character? Because it feels like there's really rich territory to mine in terms of what your character's kind of experiencing and their role in this narrative. But how did you kind of enter into that?
There's so much in the script to mine, and then obviously our wonderful director Benjamin Kilby Henson, he'd done a bunch of research for us, which he shared, and we all just went out and reached out to all the, you know, we had homework every night to go and you know, just like school, go in and research and sort things out, and then, you know, you take the facts and the information that you receive, and then you meld it and you draw on your own personal experiences. And we had very generous, loving, supportive cast and crew together, where, you know, we hold space pretty well for each other. And then it's just, you just put it all onto the floor, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. And when there's only four of you on stage as well, that's a lot, you know, you really have to trust each other in that dynamic. And also when the nature of the show is about those interpersonal connections and the kind of tensions and the and the beautiful moments there, what were the kind of you know, processes that you used as a cast to connect with each other across this?
Well, we have a wonderful intimacy coordinator, Mariama McDowell, and Katrina George was our movement coach. We had Cherie Moore as our vocal coach. So with them, and along with Ben and our assistant director, we there was a lot of exercises in breaking things down, getting connected, and keeping it respectful and professional,
yeah,
even in those intimate spaces. So that was, it just became really playful. And then also in terms of music, we've got a wonderful legend, Chelsea Jade, who's a Kiwi pop star who now lives in LA.
Absolute legend, yeah.
So she was flown over and she created an original score. So adding the elements of, like, the music plays such, you know, we'd done runs in the rehearsal floor where it was just dry, it was just our voices.
Yeah.
And then to go into the theatre and add not only this incredible light design, but also the music, it's like a character in itself. It's like this underbelly of heartbeat and sounds. She just used our voices and our breath and our sighs, and oh, it's just incredible.
Oh, it's pretty special. And I feel like there's something really magic about the way this show's come together, hearing all of these different people. It's always quite spectacular as an audience to come in and just see four people performing this thing, but knowing about that kind of village behind the show. I find it really interesting as well that we've seen in, like, even the last 10 years, such a rise in the role of intimacy coordinators, which is such an important thing in stage and screen at the moment. I mean, in your career, you must have seen a big change in the way that that's kind of worked. What's it feel like to be, you know, to know you've got that team when you're working on these things?
Oh, the stories I could tell about past intimacy on screen. Lordy. No, it's so much better now in terms of that respect. But yeah, the team behind, the production team behind, are at the top of their game, and and that's what I think is actually quite wonderful about our design, is that you see the deconstruction of it in terms of how the stage is set up.
Totally.
So you get to see the fly ropes, and it's for such an intimate piece, we're using all the stage, and yet with the lighting design, they managed to create these really beautiful framework that we can work around. So it's just to be a part of something that massive and that immersive in one is really special.
It feels like there's a really broad audience that would appreciate this show, but who are you thinking of when you're performing? Is there an audience in mind, or an audience kind of person that you have in your head when you've been performing that you think this is maybe the work for?
People that are disconnected, that are feeling disconnected, or people that are striving for love and connection. The themes are just head and heart. There's just in relationships and the authenticity of that, and honest communication and connection, and obviously mental well-being, which is such a trigger topic for so many people. It has a stigma around it, but I think it allows, when we get so sucked into our social feeds and our screens, to go and sit in a space, a shared space in the dark, and have that communion with each other is such a, oh my gosh, it cannot be overstated how important it is. So I know that theatre can be quite inaccessible for some people in terms of price, but what's great that ATC are doing now is they're, you know, for students like 30 under 30 or people that are trying to get their rent, $30 to go to the theatre for a 2-hour experience is pretty damn great.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. I think this is going to be really special. If people haven't been to see it yet, get your tickets right now. Auckland Theatre Company, The Effect by Lucy Preble. Sarah Wiseman, it's been such a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
It's running until the 11th of May, so you're right mid-season at the moment, which is always a really good time to go. It's like the sweet spot. I mean, it's always good to go, but this is really a great spot to go see theatre. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us, and break a leg for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Kia ora.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.